Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Disco. AJ Disco. Three times. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our fourth CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's go.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Welcome, A-T-A-Z-T Live on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, T-A-Z, and we have in as a guest, very special guest, Stephanie Spark Parker, who I listened to and was feeling from the moment I heard the first song, so I had to have her on the show. Welcome to the show, Double SP.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
That's your rap name, by the way.
My rap name is what?
Double SP.
Double SP. Okay,
that's
I would have kept that.
So
Double
SP. So how have you been?
I've been busy, and I'm trying to relax, but I've been busy, which is good, so I'm not complaining about it, but just been working. I've been working on a cruise ship as a lead vocalist for 17 months, and that's a lot of hard work.
And we're also joined by my cousin, rap artist, gospel rap artist, Jay Bug. Jay Bug, welcome Stephanie into ATAZP.
Cheerio, Stephanie. Welcome.
Why, hello there, Jay Bug. Might be nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Y'all crazy.
Well, Stephanie, I want you to tell the people exactly. I mean, you know, we got a half hour, but I know you can't say it all, but just say exactly what do you do for people that just go, Stephanie Spark Parker, who is that?
Okay. I am an international vocalist. I sing everywhere. I've done backgrounds for Sierra, performed with Kelly Price, backgrounds for Avant. Oh my God, I can't even think. This is a tough question. A lot of people: Faith Evans, Chrisette Michelle, Eric Benet. I've worked
112,
with them.
Carl Thomas.
Carl Thomas, Kanye West. You know, I've been
Riley.
Doing that. Teddy Riley, thank you. I need your help because I don't remember. But no, I've been blessed in my career, and recently I've also released four albums independently, wrote every single record on them, which one is out on iTunes called Feel So Good. I'm starting an artist development company called Pink Lighter Productions after finishing up a 17-month tour with Princess Cruises, like I said before. But Pink Lighter, I'm really excited about. It's my opportunity to give back what I've been blessed to learn, because I also went to Indiana University, Bloomington, and studied under some great people there. And so I just want to, anybody that's interested in singing or performing or songwriting or being an independent artist and not trying to spend a whole lot of money but get quality work, that's what we do. We offer private voice lessons. We offer consultation. Like, I got one rapper that hit me up to listen to three of his tracks just to critique him and you know, tell him what I thought he could do better, and then hook him up with some of the producers that I've worked with, which are some pretty dope people. So I just want to be that liaison to people that think they don't have a shot in the industry. But before I, you know, put my name on something and ask one of my friends for a favor, I want to make sure that, you know, they'll be getting quality, you know, a quality product out of the artist. So that's what I do.
And that's a good thing, because that's giving back, and that shows that you really care about this industry a lot. Most people just in it to get the money run. I'm gone. I'm living in my mansion and never be heard from again. But you giving back to artists that need actual help, that's commendable.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, still get your money. I still get my money now.
Oh, yeah, thank God.
Yeah, hey, now, you still got to get that. But make sure, you know, that you're okay financially before you start trying to pull other people along. You know, so I've been in the business for about 15 years now. So I'm just now able to, you know, take some time away and be able to give back. So just, you know, always take care of yourself first. That's what I tell everybody I work with. Make sure you straight. Don't let this music have you out here hungry and starving. Nope. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know? Mm-mm. Been there, done
now,
that. It don't work.
I'm going to play the song Let's Ride G.I. Is that correct? The title
of course.
Of the song.
Yes, what's on this song?
I just want to hear the background on this for the title. How did you come up with this?
Let's Ride G.I.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I said I was going to be honest. I was
dating
this black dude at the time, and I was living in Atlanta. And I was sitting in my room, and it was almost Christmas time, and it was almost time to go home. And I was homesick. I was ready to go home, and that's what I wrote. I just sat in my bed. I literally sat there, and I thought, thought about home, and what y'all about to hear is pretty much what I came up with.
Let's ride, G.I., Stephanie Spark Parker.
Gary, Indiana. I'm from the greatest city up in this nation, Gary, Indiana. And if you don't know, you better ask about the city where the stars glow. Michael, Janet, and Lisa live within me. Gary, Indiana native, they call me Stephanie. See, this is for my city, the 30 from the shy. So get your hands up and keep repping me from G.I.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that song. That was really nice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I love riding to it. I love listening to it in the car. I love that it's about home. It's nothing like putting that record on and when you're at the crib.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It's awesome. And since we're talking about the crib, can I just do one ridiculous shout-out real fast?
Go on. It's your show.
Okay. Because, see, it's a lot of people from Gary, Indiana, listening right now. And we are going to be in Las Vegas for the entire week because our friend is getting married. His name is Douglas McKinney. And everybody's known each other since they were like 12, 13 years old. So I just want to say hey to everybody. I can't wait to see y'all in Vegas. I'll be there tomorrow. We're all coming at different times. But Michael Jones, Douglas McKinney, Lakeisha, B. Terry, Andrea, Brittany, Orlando, Miss Terry, Aaron Sane, Kwame, we are going to party our asses off, and I can't wait to see all of y'all. That's all I want to say.
I'm coming.
Boy,
gonna
be in the house
for you. You coming, J-Bug? You going?
Heck yeah.
Yeah,
we got
like
a party.
I read about this post. I read this post on Facebook, so I might need to come too.
Hey, man. I missed our 10-year reunion. I missed it, but we about to get in that thing when I get out there tomorrow.
Speaking of friends, I also seen you singing on a video to a friend that was sick, Trevor, get better. And I see you playing a guitar. Is that the only instrument that you play? Do you play any more?
I just started playing acoustic guitar. It's been about a little over a month. I started playing on the ship, so that's my new instrument. But I play piano just to write. I'm not, you know, George Duke out here or Liberace. I play to get my records out. You know, I have a song called Overwhelm that I came up with the idea on the piano, so yes, I play that as well.
Okay, cool. And you write everything that you sing.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to tell, you know, people that want to work with Pink Lighter. I mean, the most honest records you can get are the ones that you write about your own personal experiences. You know, who better to write a record about you than you?
Correct. and that's a good way to actually put yourself and all your feelings and all your emotions into a song without having somebody else do it for you.
And get really paid for it. Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's not forget the money part.
Get on that money part, for sure. What was it like? I'm reading your bio that you put a band together, 13-piece corporate band called Stephanie Parker and Make 'em Shake. R&B band.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Oh, my God. That was one of the baddest bands you'll ever hear. My music director, he now plays for Mariah Carey. And he, if you know the song, There Goes My Baby, Charlie Wilson.
Right.
You know that song? That's him playing the bass on that. So, me and him put that together back in 2003. With some amazing people, and we just were gigging in Bloomington, Indiana, at my college. We used to do shows, and, I mean, we were singing and playing our hearts out. We had no idea where we would all end up, but, I mean, everybody's doing great in the business. So that was a bad band. 4-piece horn section, rhythm section, background vocalist Brian Kelly and Pamela Westbrook. Whoo! Those were some good times.
Now, do your production company, Pink Lighter Production, if someone were to just come to you and say, what was the hardest thing that it took for you to get a break out there, how would you explain that to them?
The hardest thing I went through in the business?
Yeah.
If I can keep it all the way funky, it was probably trying to perform and do my shows and keep my composure while being in an abusive relationship. And, you know, I found myself doing the Tina Turner, putting the foundation on bruises in the bathroom, trying to just, you know, do my gigs so I can get my check. And that was difficult because I feel like that was the crossroads in my career where I could have went all the way left and just made some really bad decisions, or just stuck it out and, you know, found a way out of that situation and, you know, been able to talk to people and mentor people through Pink Lighter. So that was the most difficult time of my career.
Well, thank you for being honest, and thank God that you made it through. And you're here.
Yeah.
So it's all
good. Yeah, I tell people all the time, I'm like, well, I almost won here. Y'all don't know that. People are like, you happy all the time. You goddamn right I'm happy. Right, I am happy to be here.
The song Overwhelmed.
Yes. That's my baby.
Explain that one. I know you said you came up with the piano lick on this one, the piano part.
Yeah, the guy I was telling you about, Lance Tolbert, that plays for Mariah now, and Will.i.am, I think, too, plays for. Back when I was first got to Atlanta, I sent it to him, the piano idea, and I just wanted to write a song that explained how I wanted to feel on my wedding day. And I wasn't, like, dating anybody at the time or considering marriage at all, but I just, you know, that's what I prayed for God to send to me. I said, God, just take me to what I want to feel like when I get married, when I walk down the aisle. And that is the song that he sent to me. So I can't even take credit for that one. And it's featuring an amazing saxophonist, alto sax player named Mike Burton. He went to Indiana University, Bloomington. He's played for Jill Scott, Mary J. Blige. He's out touring with Tyler Perry right now. Every Tyler Perry movie you see, if you look in the band and you see a light-skinned sax player, that is Mike Burton. And he's featured on the record as well.
Trying to play it.
It's all good.
There you go.
God made an angel, was made just for me. Created a miracle and sent you to me. Your love is so real, so true, so kind. I still can't believe you're mine. And I'm overwhelmed because of your love. You make me feel so loved. Feel so good, so real, so right. I still can't believe
You're listening to another TAZ production coming to you live and recorded live. I am G Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Check me out there, blogtalkradio.com/G Wright, and then check out my official website, G Wright Online, gwrightonline.com. This is another TAZ production coming to you live and recorded live.
TAZ and Miss Stephanie Spark Parker. That I was overwhelmed listening.
that's my baby right there.
And I could imagine the video. I see the rice flying. I see the white dress.
It is coming.
Yeah.
It is definitely coming.
Okay, you need to let me know when that video comes. Cause I already got
that's
it.
My baby. You know that gotta be right.
I played it in my mind. Jay Bug, your opinion on that song?
Yeah, you're gonna have to email me your autograph or something, cause I mean, that is superstar quality talent. Seriously, I'm not. I mean, yeah, that might sound comedic, but that's real. I mean, you definitely sound like all the way professional, and I mean, I'm ready to hear that like on every one of my favorite radio stations.
Oh my gosh, me too. Look, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I got a caller in area code 762. You're on line on ATAZP.
Hi, I just called in and I was listening in, and she sounds wonderful.
Oh, yay, thank you. What's your name?
TAZ, you know who I am.
This is one of my friends. She drives a truck around the United States up and down the highway.
My God.
Well, thank you. Thank you, dear.
Thank you so, so much. I appreciate it. I really do. Thank you for listening.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure.
I want you to, Stephanie, to give your information where people can hit you up, listen, buy, even talk to you, give you a shout-out on Facebook, give you all your hit-ups online.
Okay, I will start at the top. My Twitter is at Pink Lighter. That's PinkLighter. It's Pink Light Her Productions, not just Pink Lighter. So you can follow me on Twitter there. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/PinkLighterProductions. My email is PinkLighter1127@gmail.com. I think that might be everything. Twitter, Facebook. Oh, my website is www.sparkerstein.com.
I'm getting ready to help you, but I figured, hey, I know she got a website, right?
My website is sparkerstein.com.
Stephanie,
it's too much going on. I'm trying to go to Vegas in the morning.
I want to thank you for calling in the middle of your busy schedule, which you are busy all 24/7. And I love the music. I love your voice. And hey, I'm one of your fans for real.
Thank
Me
you.
Too.
Thank
I'm about
you,
to
Pat.
Get you on Facebook right now.
Yes, J Bug Pass. Thank you for having me. Thank you for this is one of Pink Lighter's first interviews, and so I just thank y'all for having me, and thank you for just doing shows like this to showcase independent artists, because everybody's trying to, charge money to play records and charge money to perform, and, it didn't used to be like that. So I appreciate
it. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Well, I know what you're talking about, because we're artists as well. We understand. And I always wanted to have a voice for anybody that I felt made my head move real fast.
Right.
And curious. When they see you,
right.
I gotta have them because they are bad, and I'm loving it. And I would assume a lot of my friends would agree with me that you're a bad lady, and they listen. A lot of people listen after I send stuff out. They would say, "That's nice.
Oh,
that's real bad." So keep doing what you're doing, Double SP. I'm waiting for you to come out with 16 bars too, for real. If you got 16 bars in you, I got a couple of beats you can riff over.
Well, see, I'm rapping on my record, G.I. Boys.
Oh, for real? I got a
yeah. It's on my Gossip Girl mixtape. It's called G-Hop. But actually, I shot a video for that. That's on YouTube. You know what? You could check me out on YouTube at YouTube.com/Stephanie. That's STEPHANI 1127. Stephanie, STEPHANI 1127. That's my YouTube page. And you can see the G.I. Boys video right there.
And I'm going to play the song Magician. Explain that.
Do I have to? Magician.
Wait a minute. One more thing. One more thing before Magician plays. I did happen to hear a song that I was really liking of yours that was called 69. But I'm going to hug you and say I really like that song. Okay,
oh,
Magician.
That song is exactly what the title says it is. That is exactly what it's about, listeners. If you're thinking something, whatever you're thinking right now, that is what it is.
Everybody needs to listen to that song, for sure.
Yes.
What's it called again?
It's 69. Called 69. 69. And whatever you're thinking, yes.
I'll be a monkey.
Yeah. Whole lot of them.
Yeah, no, it's on my mixtape. It's on my Gossip Girl mixtape, and it's to that if I go down on you, you're going down on me. If I'm your bad girl, then you're going to be my freak. Don't act like you don't want to get real nasty. I'm licking up all your love while you're chasing me. It's pretty nasty.
Yeah,
you're not allowed to go to Vegas. No.
I like it.
Punishment.
J-Bug, I like it in her, praise God. Anyway.
Amen.
Magician, how do you, I have not played any of these songs, so I just need a little snippet of what it's about.
Okay, Magician was fun. I did that on the ship in my cabin. I recorded it all myself or whatever in the cabin, so it's not going to be, you know, the top quality of the first two. But it was fun. Like, met this magician on the ship. He was hot. We went to the club and we danced, and I liked the way he touched my leg. And that's
Thank
what
you.
I wrote.
Thank you again, Stephanie Spark Parker, for being so real and down to earth. Thank you.
You have to be in this business. You have to hold on to yourself as much as you can. So thank you for having me. It's been fun. This is a fun interview.
Here we go, Magician.
Abracadabra, oh my God.
Spark Parker. I want to thank her again for being on the show, doing her thing. Jay Boogie, Jay Breezy, Jay Bub. What up, dog?
Yo, yeah, she was cool. She was really cool and extremely talented. It was great having her on the show.
For sure. We here to talk about some ATAZT business. Oh, my God. I'm going to put it in your ball field because we both doing a CD titled Iconic.
Iconic.
Since we are iconic, I'm waiting on you to do your thing, dog. Your last four tracks, I think it is.
Oh, so you just going to put me on blast all over the world? For real.
All over the world.
You could have just sent me a text message, but nah, you want to put it out on the air. But yeah, no, it'll be done soon, extremely soon, because, I mean, I have, like, most of the verses written. I just got to, like, finish up with the music, and then the ball will be back in your court. It's going to be crazy.
And matter of fact, we got one of the songs from Iconic called Scream My Name. And it's not the way you think Scream My Name is supposed to be. It does sound like that, but it's not that.
Yeah, I had to rewrite my verse when you told me the title. I was like, wait, what?
This is called Scream My Name by Iconic.
Here I am, so not related, but treat you like fam. The struggles you go through, like everyday life. Then with compassion, they twist like a knife. Friends might protect you, but I will not. Fight battles with you, make the evil stop. You know the real ones, we flow true. Positive, selective in the things we do. To make you think in a different light. Live in the wrong, but thrive for the right. Stand up for love and all takers. Shield negativity and block fakers. Don't bleed hate for those I blame. You want the good fix? Scream my name. If you need me, you feel the same. Scream my name like you're insane. Scream my name. Scream my name. My name, like you're insane.
Jay Bub. You know that was the one that I sent you without you on it. Did you notice you did not come in?
Yeah, of course I noticed it.
I know you was like, what? What's going on? Where am I at?
I guess I couldn't scream it too loud, huh?
No, you couldn't. I played the wrong one. I uploaded the wrong one, but you definitely on this next one. You met my boy Ron L.
Hold up. Who? I met who?
Ron L.
Yeah.
You met him. I know you was going to do that. You met him, and what did you think about Ron L?
Ron L, he's a cool cat. Real laid back, hilarious, extremely talented. Dude can sing his face off. It's amazing.
And, we had a house party last Saturday and put it down. You put down a song. I put down a song. Ron did two, and G. Wright did three. I mean, did an acapella, excuse me. He did one song as well. And we had a good time, man, for the most part. Everything was lovely. Food was lovely. People was lovely. Atmosphere was lovely. And the music was hot.
Yup. Yeah, that was definitely a good time. The food was, I mean, just to see you prepare the food for for days before the house party and get everything together and then see everybody come in a harmonious type of way, just enjoying food, conversation, and good music. That was a great thing, man. That was a great thing.
Also, we're waiting on Chris to do his thing as well. He was supposed to come through today so we could finish that jazz CD. I ain't going to say the title because that ain't the title, but the jazz CD that's untitled right now.
You're just putting everybody on blast, ain't you?
Yes,
you
I
are?
Am.
Huh?
I think I'm TAZ for some reason. I don't know why. The song "I Want You Back," we definitely are. You're on this one, and this is one of the new ones from the Z Smooth Plus One CD. Can't Kill a Feeling. This is "I Want You Back," and the Plus One is J Bug that's on the line now.
My hands in the air.
Hello, and welcome. Welcome to MYSPACE.com/MLACE. My name is Mark, short for Marcellus. Mr. Lacey, if you like poetry and spoken words, you heard. And life, evolution, and elevation are key as we strive to walk and skip down that path that's righteous, like thus and forth and such, blase, blase, que sera, sera, I. No, I never should have turned this mic on, exposing you to Marx-isms, colloquialisms, like lyrical prisms, multi-sided are the guided sentences as I mix God in them, imprison them with no repentances. I didn't mean to turn you on, but check out www.marklacey.com. There you'll learn about the critically acclaimed Looking Heart and get your reflux on. Produced and recorded at Touch Zone in the HSV ALA. Hey, big shout to my boy TAZ for recording this spot. So relax, rejoice, celebrate, and welcome to MySpace.
That's my boy, Mark Lacey. He will be at the next house party. I already confirmed that last week for next year. He's going to be there to perform. Spoken word artist around the country, poet Mark Lacey, my boy. As a matter of fact, he was using my beat on that drop. Feel me? J-Bug, you there?
Yeah. I thought you was talking to the radio audience.
I'll talk to you too.
Word.
Like, man, I'm talking by myself, man. both the songs were the beat, one of the beats, a couple of the beats that I made. Matter of fact, it's time for you to do a new drop too, man.
Yeah.
You know what? That's gonna be mandatory. Everybody I have on the show, I'm gonna put in a little side note. You got to do a drop for the show.
Word up. Yeah.
I don't care how you do it, it better not last no longer than 2 minutes. It can be up to a minute and a half. That's as long as I could go. You got to do a drop for the show. Yeah, that's what I'm going to start doing, man. Because I need some drops. Speaking of which, we're going to do, and this is going to be in November, we're going to do a reading of another story, the skit that we read at the house party. We're going to do it live on the radio with everybody calling in and everybody having their script in front of them, emailed to them, and we're going to read it over the radio.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Hopefully nobody makes a mistake.
Okay, I'm taking that personal. I'm taking it.
Yeah.
That's all
right. Don't worry, you ain't the only one that read other people's lines. Rolanda done it too.
No, I wasn't worried, but I was taking it personal. I wasn't worried.
I'm going to tell you right now, everybody reads over the narrator's lines, which is my wife's lines, but everybody reads over hers for some strange reason. They just read over her lines like, well, I'm the narrator too. No, you're not.
Right.
But that was fun doing that, too. So I got to call everybody, Ron, Roe, G. Wright. That's all we need, really. Me, you, Rhonda, G. Wright, and Ron L. and my wife. And that's all we need, basically.
Yeah.
We don't need nobody else. So that's what I might call Gina L., though. So, I mean, you know, just depend on what I write. I got to write enough for 40 minutes.
I just know it's going to be fun. Bunch of idiots together reading.
And acting a fool at the same time. J-Bug, anything you want to press and put out there for people to actually go hit you up at? Because I know you're doing your businesses and whatnot.
Oh, dude, nah, I don't want anybody bothering me right now. I'm too busy as is. Leave me alone.
Wow.
How's that advertisement?
That's the first time I've ever heard that. Don't call me, don't Facebook me, don't tweet me. I don't want no business.
Hit me up at j-bugg.com. You can go to my contact info there and leave a message or whatever, or you could hit me on Facebook, Jordan J-BUGGREED. Hit me up, leave me messages, whatever. I mean, I definitely respond to some of them, I guess. A lot of times I don't even check Facebook. Yeah, hit my website. That's the best way. It's got phone numbers on there, and it's got, like, a place where people can, like, email me directly from the site. They don't have to necessarily, like, copy and paste my email address and then go to their email system. Nah, you can just hit me up right from there, leave your number, comments, whatever. If you need websites, if you need graphics, clothing line, apparel, whatever, man. I do all that stuff, for real. Like, printed products, like, flyers, banners, all of that stuff. We'll get you right, for real. You need a concert promoted, we'll get you right.
Business cards.
The whole everything.
So if I need a headband that say TAZ, you can do it?
Man, yeah. Anything with words on it I can do is really what I tell a lot of my customers. They're like, anything with words? Like a website? Yeah. Like club cars? Yeah. Like flyers? Yeah. Banners? Yeah. Video production? Yeah. We do's it all.
Yeah, Dirty drones? Yeah.
They ain't got words on them until you clean them. We don't clean them. No.
This is the last time I'm going to leave. Our Love Is Through. And that's...
Why you ain't play Iconic?
I ain't got Iconic dropped on this thing.
See how you do me? See how you do
Man,
me?
Wait a minute, dude. I ain't got it on there. Wait a minute. I do got a song that we did do as I'm looking for it. What did you think about G. Wright, too, matter of fact?
G. Wright is extremely talented. Cool as a fan. For real. I mean, good peoples, man.
I'm looking for it, man. Yeah, I'm here. You ain't talking to the radio people. I thought you were talking to the radio people.
What's up, radio people? Yeah, this is J-Bug. Me and TAZ coming out with a CD called Iconic. We spell it wrong because we're trying to be vagrants. You know how we do. We're urban. So we had to spell it wrong. Our manager told us to spell it wrong, and so we did. And we spelled it three different ways. I don't even know how to tell you that we're going to spell it on the final one. But we're going to promote the mess out of it, and you'll be able to buy and download it, just like TAZ's products, at TAZ's website, which is what?
ATAZP.com.
And what all can they buy there?
They can buy music, beats, not the latest music because we haven't put it on there yet, but they can buy music and beats. And also hit me up if they need our production. For sure. And the only song that I got that we did is Where They At.
Word. And that's the one that you were going to play anyway?
Yeah, I'm going to play it now.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, Where They At, and I'll see you next week. That's where I'm going to be at, right back on this thing. Love and hair grease.
Word.
In the joint with the Z, presidential swag and the love is on me. Feel me when I come through the party and it stops. Papa rock state picks and they pop. I'm rocking this thing, oh so for real. Case in point that I go out to chill. Not stressing on the fact that I'm blessed. Easing my mind from this presidential mess. Joe walks up, Secret Service they press. Waver on through, girl with the black dress. Looking real hot with the so thick thighs. She says let's dance, no surprise. We did our thing out there on the floor. Party people screaming they want some more. We walked off just straight to the back. At the door, hear them yelling where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at.
Yo, Mr. President, it's your boy Jack Bauer. Let me solve your drama in 24 hours, rain or with More money and power than Madoff. Now I gotta hit the shower. So hot through DC, made you the Redskins. Wizard of the game, go tell your friends. The Nationals are in town. I heard it from a boy, a cat from Georgetown. Yep, love the Hoyas. Fly through the streets like Air Force One. Lyrics and beats blazing like the sun. Foreign policy, international huns. Secret service for the chick that met at the club. Dude thought he ran game, we ran seasons. Earth, wind, and fire, don't ask me for reasons. Cause I might sound short, tell you what it's meant with T-A-Z, Mr. President.
Throw your chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. If you feeling this track, nod your head. Presidential order, heard what I said. I'm back in the party, and it's hot. Re-election bids insane, don't stop. Real for my head's about to spin. Can't take no more re-election win. The pressures of the world, but I feel stressed. Waver on food, girl with the black dress. Not tripping on the fact that I'm blessed. In my mind from this presidential mess. Looking real with the so thick thighs. She says, let's dance, no surprise. We did our thing out there on the floor. Party people yelling, they want some more. We walked off just straight to the back. At the door, hear them screaming, where they at, where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at.